Welcome into halftime here on AM 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here with our halftime program. Seniors Saluting Seniors, sponsored by Windsor Manor of Webster City. And tonight our senior interview is with Webster City senior Matt Tesdahl. Matt, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, Quinn, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look here, obviously I know your big sport over your high school career has been baseball, but what are some of the other activities, athletics and otherwise, that you've been involved in your time at Webster City?
This year, I've been involved with basketball and throughout the years. I will not be playing this year, but baseball and golf will be my main two sports.
Gotcha. And with that, obviously, you stay busy most times of the year. What are some other sports that, or some other hobbies, I should say, that you like to do in your spare time?
I like to hunt and fish. But other than that, mostly hanging out with friends and playing baseball is what I like to do.
Gotcha. I know you've been a multi-year starter in baseball throughout most of your career, and obviously through those sports, obviously you're going to have a lot of moments that stand out to you as well. And this could be, this could be in athletics, this could be in the classroom, or just a story that stands out to you. But what is a memory or two that really stands out to you that you look back at fondly from your time in high school?
Probably my favorite memory just from high school, and it is with baseball, is Connor Hansen's walk-off home run against Gilbert and second game of sub-state that year.
That was, I remember that. That was a fantastic moment back in 2022. From there, obviously, in the classroom, obviously you're around your peers a lot in the classroom, on the diamond, on the court, so on and so forth. First of all, in the classroom, how would your peers describe you, Matt Tesdahl, as someone in the classroom?
I would say hardworking, kind, dedicated, and just a good friend overall.
Now, on the court, obviously, in the classroom is one thing. On the court, how would they describe you as a teammate on the court?
Definitely hardworking there, too. Just a good teammate in general. I work well with others most of the time. Just a great teammate is what I'd say.
And kind of moving on to the bigger things here in terms of the questions we have. Obviously, their achievements with what you've been involved in, and there are always a lot of achievements in athletics that are to be proud of. If you can narrow it down to one or two achievements you have in your high school career, what is maybe one or two of those achievements that you're most proud of?
Probably my first ever home run in baseball. And then making a buzzer beater in basketball at the end of halftime 1 year.
All right, and from there, kind of moving on to the more nostalgic part, as I like to call it here, of our talk. Obviously, you come down, you come into the high school ranks, you go through your 4 years. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of role models. That can be, obviously parents are a big one, teachers, coaches. It could be someone that was a few years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes. Could be a sibling, so on and so forth. If you had to narrow it down between one or two, or maybe even a couple role models that stood out to you, who are those role models that really helped you throughout high school?
I would say, like, Ty McKinney and Josh Stanfield were two big ones for me. They just helped me throughout when I was younger getting into baseball. They helped me get to the spot where I'm at today. And without them, I probably wouldn't have started my eighth grade year.
And with that, I guess the closing question for this interview, what are your future plans right now once you graduate high school in May?
Not sure yet. Still looking at some colleges, going on some visits. But I think I'm going to attend either a two-year or four-year, but continue playing baseball.
Do you have a major picked out yet, or is that still in the works?
Maybe business finance, still in the works.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Yep. Thank you, Quinn.
That was Matt Tesdahl of our Seniors Saluting Seniors Spotlight interview here, presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. Halftime is next with Jerry Claver and Mitchell Lamb here on AM 1570 KZWC.